You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Jailed gangster turned politician Mudhar Ansari died of cardiac arrest at a hospital in Banda in Uttar Pradesh on Thursday. Prohibitory orders under Section 144 of the CRPC, which bars large gatherings, were imposed across the state and additional security personnel deployed in the Banda, Mau, Ghazipur and Varanasi districts. Ansari was brought to the Rani Durgavati Medical College in Banda from the district jail in an unconscious state and, according to its principal Sunil Kaushal, he died at the hospital following cardiac arrest. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena on Thursday released its first list of 8 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in the state. Shiv Sena is part of the NDA, along with Ajit Pawar's NCP. There are 48 Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra. Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has given a ticket to former Congress MLA Raju Parve from the Ramtek seat. Parve had joined the Shiv Sena recently. Maryland Governor Wes Moore warned on Thursday of a very long road ahead to recover from the loss of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge as the Biden administration approved $60 million in immediate federal aid after the deadly collapse. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was moving the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to help remove the wreckage of the bridge, Moore said, so work to clear the channel and reopen the key shipping route could begin. The machine, which can lift up to 1,000 tons, was expected to arrive on Thursday evening, and U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen said a second crane with a 400-ton capacity could arrive on Saturday. Riyan Parag hit an unbeaten 84 off 45 balls and led Rajasthan Royals to a 12-run win over Delhi Capitals in the Indian Premier League on Thursday. Rajasthan's second straight victory continued the early trend of home teams dominating in the lucrative T20 league. Visiting teams have lost all 9 games this season. Parag, who smashed 6 sixes and 7 boundaries, anchored Rajasthan to 185 for 5 after Rishabh Pant won the toss in his 100th IPL game and elected to field. Delhi struggled against spinner Yuzvendra Chahal, 2 for 19, in the middle overs before being restricted to 173 for 5 despite Tristan Stubbs, 44 not out, counter-attacking in the death overs. After her appearance at the Amar Singh Chamkila trailer launch on Thursday in an oversized attire, a section of fans started speculating if Pariniti Chopra was pregnant. Addressing the swirling gossip head-on, the actor shut down all the speculation and gossip around her pregnancy. The Ishqzadeh actress took to her Instagram stories to clarify the speculation, indicating that her choice of clothing should not be misconstrued as a sign of pregnancy.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.